Welcome to the next Q&A for Trauma Healing and Life Counseling. In this video, I will answer question 70. A spiritual question. Why is there something rather than nothing? Why not eternal nothingness? What is much more interesting is why you ask this question. And what would change if you would get an absolute precise and correct answer? Then what? It is the mind that tries desperately to solve a problem that could not be solved in childhood. To survive that and to stay stable, you had to disconnect from large parts of your inner movements, especially emotions, your desires, your needs. And you focused your attention on the mind. And then you get identified with it because you don't have anything else. You have no connection. So it's the mind that lives separated from the rest of the universe and now tries something. But to live in this isolation and separation is not possible. It is a dead end. As long as you are interested in such questions, it proves that you have absolutely no contact to other humans. Because as soon as there is at least a little contact and a little flow of energy and emotions, these questions become immediately completely irrelevant. So it makes no sense to answer this question. My question is for you. Why you separate from others? And second question, is that still necessary? Because you don't live in your childhood anymore and there are millions of people who are able to connect with you. This is the solution. Reality, or we could say the truth, is so far beyond these kind of questions that it is impossible to say anything about it. So, if you realize it later on, maybe through meditation, you will not be able to explain that to others. It's not the level of mind, it's not the level of explanations, concepts, questions, answers. This is a very low level of consciousness. There's consciousness and life far beyond this level of questions and answers and concepts. But first you need experiences of life as it is with other people, in connection with other people. This uncontrolled life flow between you and others, this you have first to experience. And if that happens, your suffering and your questions are already over and you live happily and fulfilled. If you want to meditate, then of course more is possible, but it's not a desperate search anymore. It's just relaxation into infinity.